KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a clear sky at 64 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here in Atlantic today, a high around 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa News, Red Oak Police report two people were arrested and a juvenile was cited into court early this morning. Officers responded to the 200 block of East Oak Street in Red Oak at around 11:35 p.m. Monday for a noise complaint. After further investigation, a 17-year-old was cited into juvenile court for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and later released to a parent. 18-year-old Divine Janice Moore of Red Oak was cited at around 12:15 this morning for possession of drug paraphernalia and released at the scene. And 42-year-old Tara Lynn Sullivan of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 12:15 a.m. also on an out-of-state warrant for being a fugitive from justice. Sullivan was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Monday evening, Red Oak police were called to the area of North 4th and East Maple Streets for a possible domestic dispute. Following an investigation, 27-year-old Shelby May Schmitz Cantrell of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:35 p.m. for domestic abuse assault. Schmitz Cantrell was being held without bond at Montgomery County Jail. Red Oak police were assisted at the scene by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies. Red Oak police say only minor injuries were reported following an accident that happened at around 3:15 p.m. Monday. Authorities say the collision between a 2005 Chrysler Pacifica driven by 53-year-old Marnie Jo Coleman of Shenandoah and a 2008 Dodge Avenger driven by 47-year-old Sherry Lene Fega of Red Oak happened near the intersection of Highways 34 and 48. Police say Coleman was not paying attention when her van rear-ended the car at the red light, where Fega was at a complete stop. Sherry Fega suffered from suspected minor injuries and said she would drive herself to the hospital. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,000. Police cited Coleman for following too close. A man and woman were taken into custody Monday afternoon on motor vehicle theft and other charges. Deputies in Fremont County arrested 46-year-old Brian Vanderpool of Thurman and 18-year-old Faith Clemens of Emerson. The pair was taken into custody just before 2 p.m. in the 1100 block of Bluff Road near Emerson. Deputies were investigating a report of a stolen vehicle taken out of Mills County and located both subjects with the vehicle. Vanderpool, who was out on bond from Fremont County arrest in April, was placed under arrest for possession of a stolen motor vehicle, a Class D felony. His bond was set at $5,000. Clemens, who was out on bond from a Mills County arrest also in April, was placed under arrest for possession of a stolen motor vehicle, Class D felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia, methamphetamine. Her bond was set at $5,300. Other charges are pending. The Mills County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Fremont County Sheriff's deputies. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report deputies recently brought multiple narcotics investigations to a close, resulting in several arrests. The investigation was conducted May 30th through June 1st. Among those who were taken into custody was 37-year-old April Watson of Red Oak. She was arrested for felony delivery of methamphetamine with bond set at $100,000. 42-year-old Dawn Anderson, a.k.a. Dawn Dawson of Red Oak, was charged with two counts of felony delivery of meth, and 34-year-old David Shuffler of Red Oak faces the same charges. Their bonds were set at $50,000 each. 23-year-old Kaylee Hudson of Red Oak was arrested for felony delivery of meth. Her bond was set at $50,000 as well. And the Creston Police Department reports that on Monday morning, Sherry Lowe, who lives at 245th Street, was arrested at the Law Enforcement Center on a Cass County warrant for a charge of violation of probation on an original charge of possession of controlled substance. Lowe was released to the custody of Cass County deputies. And authorities say a woman residing in the 700 block of West Jefferson Street in Creston reported that someone stole a Snapper self-propelled push mower belonging to her. The loss was estimated at $350. In our funeral announcements, Richard Dick Jenkins, age 86, of Greenfield, died May the 10th in Nevada. Funeral services for Dick Jenkins will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Mary Parker, age 69, of Atlantic, died May 29th in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Parker will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Julie Nash, age 54, of Hancock, died Friday. Funeral services for Julie Nash will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Marjorie Lilly, age 84, of Des Moines and formerly of Stewart, died May the 30th at her home. The funeral services for Marjorie Lilly will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Marilyn York, age 77, of State Center, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Marilyn York will be held June 12th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Robert Bailey, age 90, of Perry, died May 29th in Perry. Graveside services for Robert Bailey will be held June 23rd at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Dr. Billy Joe B.J. England, age 84, of Griswold, died May 26th in Papillion, Nebraska. A celebration of life service for Dr. B.J. England will be held July 21st at 1:30 p.m. at the Griswold Community Building. Arrangements are being handled by the family. James Richard Ortbols, age 66, of Audubon, died Saturday at the hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska. Private memorial services for James Ortbols will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. The news was brought to you this noon by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.